the Assyrians had carried, and under Shalmaneser had carried, had conquered the Israelites, carried them off, and they disappear in history. Now, we're pretty sure that those Israelites are pretty much distributed here in Eastern Europe and through the Americas. But it is giving us a specific time period there. Came to pass in the 30th year, 4th month, 5th day of the month, I was among the captives at the river Kabar. Well, as I say, he's a Jewish captive there in a concentration camp. And he's expecting that he's going to stay there. And the history that is unfolding shows that the Israel, the Jews that were already in captivity at that time, had been captured earlier and taken there, but Nebuchadnezzar had not yet conquered and destroyed Jerusalem and burned the temple. But before very many more years, he was going to do that. As I was among the captives by the river Kabar, the heavens opened, and I saw visions of God. Relevant, because of the heresy that I mentioned. He says that he saw visions of God. Now the question arises, who is this God that he saw visions of? And I expect that I'm going to be able to show you that this was not God the Father. This was Jesus Christ that he saw visions of. But it does particularly say that he saw visions of God. Here's one of the interesting things about this passage as well. If you follow on down into the subsequent verses, in the book of Ezekiel, you will find that Ezekiel is given a commission. Now, we think of commissions that the Church of God in this era has been given. One of those commissions is to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the world for a witness. And that's what, you know, we are here in Estonia doing. We're trying to fit a little piece of what we can accomplish into teaching the gospel of the kingdom to this part of the world. So he was given a commission, though, and his commission was a smaller commission. His commission was to take a message to the house of Israel. Now, nobody by this time knew what had happened to the house of Israel. As far as we can tell, Ezekiel never got out of this concentration camp, and he never got that message to the house of Israel. So that wouldn't be a very godly thing, would it, if God said do it, and he wasn't able to do it. Didn't give him the way in the method, the resources that he needed to be able to do that. Well, we have come to understand that the nation of Israel has not ceased to exist, but this message was for a later time. This message was really for our time today. And so the message of Ezekiel, there's something that we ought to pay particular attention to. That's kind of aside from the point of this sermonette. But anyway, back there, he was told to take a message to the house of Israel. House of Israel had disappeared as I said, at least 140 years earlier. Now here I want to sort of interrupt the flow of what I'm saying, and I want to use this moment to establish proof that Christ was the God that spoke to Ezekiel. This, by the way, manifestation of Christ was being conveyed by living creatures. Ezekiel 1 verse 5 shows the likeness of four living creatures. It says they had their appearance, they had the likeness of a man. So the body frame of these creatures that were carrying the throne of this God that Ezekiel identifies as being God had the body of a man, dropping down to Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 10. It said, as for the likeness of their faces, and this is relevant from what we'll be talking about in the next four sermons, the likeness of their faces. They four had the face of a man. Apparently that face was facing Ezekiel. The face of a lion on the right side, the face of the man was apparently looking right at Ezekiel. The face of the lion was on the right side. And they four, this is very unusual creature, because it is seeming to say here that each one of these creatures had four individual distinct faces. The face that was pointed directly toward Ezekiel was the face of a man. The face on the right side of these creatures was the face of a lion. And they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. So this is pretty unusual. It doesn't explain the meaning behind these four faces, but we're going to undertake to do that in the next four sermons. We will use each one of those faces to correlate and to explain something about the view of Christ. And all four of those sermons will compile in such a way as to establish the fact that Christ is God. All four had four faces. And so, there they were. And Ezekiel, I can only imagine what he must have thought, having never imagined anything like this. And by the way, the other manifestation, the other appearance of these four creatures with their four faces is found in Revelation chapter 4. And we'll be talking about that before the sermon is over today. The early church, according to early church people who wrote about the early church, believed these four faces had a symbolic meaning. We'll be talking about what that symbolic meaning was and how it is conveying a message. And so that's as far as we're going to go in the sermonette today.